So can you give me an overview of the virtual coffee morning at St George's and how people can join in?
Okay, so I mean, this year we had to be a bit creative, so that's why we went for the virtual fundraiser. We are going to do it with Zoom. And we invited, you know, everyone is invited, actually. You don't have to be a patient or a staff or even an IT expert. We'll be working with Move More Wandsworth, and we'll be doing a quiz. So hopefully cake themes quiz, and give the opportunity to, you know, to have a laugh and raise some money for McMillan.
So what work do you and the McMillan team do for people living with cancer at St George's, and how do people access support?
Okay, so at the McMillan Information Centre at St George's, we work alongside the clinical team and the psychological support team. We're here Monday to Friday, 8.30 till 4.30. So what we can offer at the centre is access to financial and practical support, but also emotional support and things like complementary therapy, what's available, you know, signposting in the local community. We work very closely with our colleague in the community. For example, we did, with the lockdown, we did a YouTube channel, so to make sure that, you know, everyone that were isolated still have access to valuable support. So we had exercise, meditation, we even had laughter yoga and singing practice. We are a bit of a link with the clinical team, so a patient can always get to us if they, you know, they need to get in touch with the nurses. And yes, we work very closely with all the teams to make sure that patients are, you know, it's a holistic support for them.
Can you tell me a bit about what these coffee mornings have been like in the past?
It's been amazing. We've been very successful. Last year, we raised about £4,500 at St George's alone. When you think that last year, a local resident actually donated £890,000 towards the coffee morning across South London, it's absolutely astonishing. You know, the support he does very often goes to directly to London support.
How much of a funding gap is St George's facing, and what about McMillan as well?
I mean, that's, and what do you mean a funding gap in, at St George's itself?
In terms of how big a hit has McMillan taken through lockdown in terms of having fundraising events cancelled?
I mean, there's 73%, they are down 73% across South London in terms of coffee morning sign-ups. So just in that number, you think they are facing £20 million income drop this year for the coffee mornings. And that has a big impact. So they won't be able to fund vital cancer care and support service, such as, you know, the McMillan clinical nurses specialist or the support workers. So for us as a trust, we work very closely, and McMillan is really fundamental to help us, you know, have more posts, create new services, and, you know, so that will be a huge gap for all of us.
Is there anything else you'd like to mention or talk about?
I mean, you know, McMillan Coffee Morning are absolutely amazing in the sense that, you know, they get the community together, and that is benefit directly patients and the support that they are getting. So it's all about encouraging people to sign up. And like they say in the advert, nothing is stopping us to do a coffee morning. Go on the McMillan website. There is the coffee morning website as well, so they get like all they need to organize a safe social distancing coffee morning. Or if they want to do a virtual coffee morning like we did, they get like email invitation templates. They are sending like QR codes so people can donate via their phone, or actually going to the local shop like Marks and Spencer and buy those, you know, was it the Colin the Caterpillar thing? That's what it is. You know, things like this to help. Every penny's will be helpful. So, yeah, Coffee Morning website is a great help, great resources, how to fundraise. And the McMillan website for all the information how the money will benefit the services.
And can you give people more of a image about what their money will go towards? I see you've got a list here of £30 will do this and £150 will do this? Could you expand upon some of that?
I don't necessarily have the figure in mind, but what I can tell you is the experience at St. George's about how much, you know, support we get from Macmillan. For example, over the past few years, we have two extra Macmillan support worker that are working alongside the clinical nurse specialist, and they are such an added value supporting patient and the nurses and improving the care. We get a program, for example, it's called Get Set for Surgery, which is prepare patient ahead of the surgery, and that will not be possible without the support of the funding of Macmillan. We get Macmillan Movemore, who is home with partnership this year, and they are there to help patients to get active, prepare ahead of surgery, and that is all Macmillan funded. They were a project that was started thanks to Macmillan and are able to carry on now.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for speaking to me.
No, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.